They are intending, aren't they, to indict President Trump? And you've read the tea leaves. You've got, no one's exactly sure, but we know they've got a target date of right around July 4th. Because I know they know that Trump's planning to bring out the total evidence of election fraud around that same date. And they, the globalists love symbolism, don't they?
Well, I would be shocked if they did not come forward with a fabricated indictment for bank fraud or tax fraud against the former president by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, an elected Democrat, the son of Cyrus Vance Sr., the worst Secretary of State in American history, the man who botched the Iranian hostage crisis under Jimmy Carter. By the way, Cy Vance is not exactly a non-corrupt politician himself. I will be breaking a number of stories at my new podcast, Get Stoned, also at Band TV, regarding Cyrus Vance. He has a very interesting political history. If they want to go after the president on fabricated charges, then we will establish that this is a partisan witch hunt.
For whom the bell tolls, my friends, well, it tolls for us all. And Roger Stone joins us here today. They are coming for President Trump. They know the election was stolen. They know the evidence is coming out. President Trump was just on a syndicated radio show and said, what happens when the people find out all these states are going to flip? Does that mean you go 3.5 years with someone destroying our country? We've got some of that interview coming up. Well, Roger Stone has his sources. I have mine. But you can also listen directly to the New York Attorney General put in by Soros running on, I will indict Trump. Give me the man. I'll find you the crime. And so I've got sources in the New York Southern District. I've got, because that's federal, but this is state. But the word I've got is after the state hits, to give more legitimacy, as if it's ridiculous. You've got Louis Free giving $100,000 to, Hunter Biden for access to his father when he was vice president. To add credibility to that, they're going to have a federal indictment, I'm told. So I was told by my sources in the next month. I called Roger the other day, and he said, well, I'll come on air and tell you what I know. So I've been seeing basically the similar things, but no one's sure. But they may back this off now because we're on air literally doing this because they don't want people to know how staged this all is. So Roger was going to be joining us on this subject, but he got some very serious news that needs prayer and support yesterday. They'd already had some tests, but they went back to the doctors and got the news yesterday. And Roger's a real soldier, a real trooper, still coming on the air today. So he said, well, I might as well then just break the news here. We've also posted the statement by his pastor, Reverend Randy Coogans, at Infowars.com. So, Roger, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Alex, I'm delighted to be here. And let's cover the sad news first and then move on to politics. It is with a heavy heart that I confirm that my wife of 30 years, Nydia Bertrand Espinoza Stone, Nydia Stone, has been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, which appears to have spread to her lungs. She has, I think, both the best medical and holistic advice and care you could have. Charlene and Ty Bollinger, good friends of ours, really pioneers in the area of truth about cancer, have been an invaluable resource, as have the people at the University of Miami. She's a warrior. She is a fighter. She's in excellent spirits. She is facing this with stoicism, with bravery, with her faith. It is a very difficult time, but I know that millions and millions of people are praying for her as they prayed for me. I have seen a miracle in my own lifetime. God answered my prayers when I was the target of a politically motivated witch hunt and an effort to ensure that I died of COVID-19 in a rural Georgia prison. God answered my prayers and gave President Trump the strength to free me, to make me a free man. And now I pray to God that he will save the life of my beloved wife. This is a difficult time. Now, the good news is, although we lost most of our insurance, most of her medical care will be covered, but the cost of holistic care and the many natural supplements and regimens that can help fight cancer are things that we cannot afford today. Plus, thanks to the Mueller witch hunt, we're still struggling to recover our balance. To get, my podcast begins June 1st at excluded.com, also at stonecoldtruth.com. We are working very hard to get back on our feet. And this is a blow. I must tell you, this is a blow. But God can do anything, and we are fervently praying. A statement put out today by my spiritual advisor, Reverend Randy Coggins, I think sums this up very nicely.
Well, I tell you, it was well known back in the 80s, early 90s, had the biggest mansion in D.C., but you got out of lobbying, or the top lobbyist probably in the world. That's admitted even in the New York Times at the time. But you got out of it. You were sick of it. You left when Manafort and others stayed in, and you're, I know, a proud man. You've never really made a big deal about this, but you live in a small apartment now. They took everything with the false prosecutions and the rest of it. I've been persecuted as well, and it's the listeners that do, keep us on air. And you didn't have the money for your podcast equipment, so we got it for you, sent it to you, because your voice needs to be heard. That's how that's what the system has done. So we're all praying for your amazing wife. I know you've got great children and grandchildren, and this is a serious situation, reading the full statement. Dealing with the diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, which has spread to her lungs. And so we definitely be praying for her and supporting you guys. Let's now get into why you were originally coming on, Roger.
Sure.
Again, I called you this weekend and we talked more. They are intending, aren't they, to indict President Trump. And you've read the tea leaves. You got, no one's exactly sure, but we know they've got a target date of right around July 4th. Because I know they know that Trump's planning to bring out the total evidence of election fraud around that same date. And they, the globalists love symbolism, don't they?
Well, I would be shocked if they did not come forward with a fabricated indictment for bank fraud or tax fraud against the former president by Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, an elected Democrat, the son of Cyrus Vance Sr., the worst Secretary of State in American history, the man who botched the Iranian hostage crisis under Jimmy Carter. By the way, Cy Vance is not exactly a non-corrupt politician himself. I will be breaking a number of stories at my new podcast, Get Stoned, also at Band TV, regarding Cyrus Vance. He has a very interesting political history. If they want to go after the president on fabricated charges, then we will establish that this is a partisan witch hunt. The idea that they would even have the effrontery to try to claim that the president or his real estate company inflated the value of certain assets in order to borrow against it. Well, really, what's 55 Wall Street worth? It has no mortgage. What is it worth? $250 million, $300 million? I guess it depends on the appraiser. But this is the kind of crap that they are stooping to. And
your appraisal isn't real, the banks won't give you the damn loan.
Well, let's be very clear. In other words, as you said it earlier, you show the man, I'll show you the crime. They're allowed to root through this man's business record of 40 years in which he built a real estate empire second to none, combing for a crime. They have no evidence of a crime. They have no probable cause. It is disgraceful, but I do think it is going to happen. And don't be surprised if the announcement comes at the exact time that we learn the truth about Maricopa County, Arizona. Don't be surprised, because I see that coming.
Well, I'm told by people very close to it that indeed they intend to do it, and that they're shooting for on or around July 4th to really rub it into our faces as a declaration of their takeover, the Chinese takeover of America.
Their real problem is you can already see that demand for recounts and reexamination of the irregularities and the anomalies in this election are bubbling up in Georgia, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and other states. The truth, it can never really ever be concealed. The American people demand the truth. Now, what will happen then, I don't know. But I'm sorry, it is absolutely true that 1.4 million absentee ballots are mailed out in Pennsylvania and 2.2 million come in. Not possible. There are precincts in Philadelphia in which more people voted than are registered to vote. That's not a right-wing conspiracy theory. That's a fact. It is extraordinary that across all these states at the exact same time, there are the dump of these mail-in ballots. Oh, no, that's just a coincidence. Here's why the mainstream media is so childish. Oh, no, there's no evidence whatsoever of election fraud. And if you think so, You're a conspiracy theorist. You might even be a domestic terrorist. Why do you fear examination? Why do they fear an investigation? If they're so confident that the data is accurate and that there are no anomalies and no irregularities, why are they fighting tooth and nail against any fair examination of these
ballots? Stay there. Let's talk about how this is going to unfold, the reaction of the American people. Polls show more and more, over 70%+ of Republicans, over 30% of Democrats believe the election was stolen. And each week the numbers grow as evidence comes out. The majority of Americans know the truth. Arresting Trump isn't going to shut the truth up.
And I think that, you know, frankly, I think there's going to be a big problem, because when people find out that all of these states are going to flip, does that mean you go 3.5 years with somebody that's destroying our country?
Well, that's the question. What happens when you find out that it was rigged?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, you know, it's, all I do is I sit back and watch, and other states now are doing the audits.
That's Trump today on the Wayne Allen Root program. He's censored everywhere else but talk radio and Newsmax and a few other channels. Facebook announced any Republican, including Ted Cruz, that tried to have a 10-day investigation on January 6th. They were having that vote, which Democrats tried to do 4 years previous, the exact same thing. For that sin, they're not allowed to campaign on Facebook. And about a month ago in Australia, members of their parliament, multiple ones now, are not allowed to say we don't want forced inoculation. You're not even allowed to have an opinion about that. You're not allowed to say it came from the Wuhan lab either. This is just beyond police state, beyond censorship, beyond 1984. You know, the president of Microsoft is warning Roger Stone here on the Alex Jones Show with us today that we're going to have a 1984 because of AI. Well, Roger, I think we're already basically seeing real 1984 now, and the Democrats are all over the news saying, hey, we're getting ready to indict Trump. I don't see how Letitia James could swear as attorney general that she would be elected to put him in jail. That was her main plank. Now to see the state of New York, the city of New York, the feds, all of them sharpening their knives, this is just insane with the overwhelming evidence of Biden literally being a communist Chinese agent.
No, Alex, I agree with everything that you just said. I must tell you, I am really impressed with the power of InfoWars, because right now my phone and my email are blowing up with patriots telling me that they're praying for my wife, that they've learned it about her situation here on the Alex Jones Show. Folks who do want to help us, I should say, should go to stonefamilyfund.com, stonefamilyfund.com. We need your prayers more than anything else. We need your help. But God bless you for stepping forward. God bless you for your prayers and your best wishes. Anyway, to go back to politics, you're absolutely right, Alex. This is a police state. This is political retribution. We see it in their efforts to crucify Matt Gaetz, when there is no evidence whatsoever that Matt Gaetz has done anything wrong, other than some guy who did do something wrong, who they're squeezing now to lie about others. That great patriot, Matt Gaetz, being crucified without evidence. Now they're going after the president of the United States. You may have not seen this, but the Secretary of the Army under Joe Biden has opened a new investigation into General Michael Flynn and his contacts with the Russians, which is absurd because Robert Mueller had unlimited cash, an army of 600 Ivy League Republican-hating lawyers, and could find no evidence that that great American patriot General Flynn had done anything wrong. So what we see here is Witch Hunt 3.0. The witch hunt to go after the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. And why are they doing this? It's very, very clear. They're afraid of Donald Trump. They're afraid he might run again. They're afraid he might beat their ass in an honest election. That's why they seek to smear him now. It is reprehensible. It's disgusting. And the American people should really not tolerate it. We need honest, fair, transparent elections. Had we had them in 2024, this great man would still be in the White House and America would not be in decline. But if you look at what's happening under Joe Biden, gas prices skyrocketing out of sight, food prices steel up, copper up, oil up. And meanwhile, around the globe, you notice our adversaries are pushing us. You see, they feared Donald Trump. But now the North Koreans are retesting their weapons. The Chinese are threatening our vehicles and that our ships in that part of the world, as well as Taiwan. The Iranians are more obnoxious than usual in their threats against us. What's going on in the Middle East, where Joe Biden appears to be on both sides. I'm with Israel 100%. But I'm not sure he is. There's evidence that he's not. So we're being tested in the foreign realm. We're being tested domestically. Big tax increases coming, folks. They have taken one of the greatest, most robust, most vital economies in American history, with record job growth, record wage growth, the lowest levels of unemployment among all groups, African-Americans, Hispanics, women's, Asian, everyone. They're destroying a model economy brought to you by President Donald J. Trump with the able assistance of Larry Kudlow. They're destroying this before our very eyes.
And America sees it. So even though they stole the election, all the numbers coming out, there's a big article in Town Hall with these numbers. It says that all Trump has to do is announce and he'll be the primary victor with like 90% of the vote in every case. With these numbers, all Trump has to do is declare his 2024 run and the GOP primaries are over. And anybody he backs is now winning by 60, 75 points, record levels, like Green out of Georgia. And so the system has to go after him, but that will cause an even bigger awakening. I mean, this is just fantastical to watch Joe Biden announce new gas taxes, no mining allowed in America for the rare earth minerals, for the batteries. This is just a total destruction of the country, destruction of the borders, destruction of everything.
It's absolutely true. And that's the story behind this New York prosecution. They don't think the Democrats aren't looking at these polls. They still can't get over 2016. Hillary Clinton spent almost $2 billion between soft and hard money. I estimate at best Donald Trump, with far less experience as a candidate for public office, may have spent, including independent spending, somewhere around $375 million. And he won going away. So they fear that he's going to run again, and therefore they hope to damage his reputation even further through these bogus indictments in New York. Cyrus Vance Jr., where do you hear some of the things this guy has done? He's not an unbiased, honest law enforcement man or a prosecutor. He's a partisan Democrat, and he's acted like one. Let's say that.
Well, Roger, I mean, when it came out in the new Hunter Biden emails, which they admit are real, and the FBI knew this the whole time, but they can't investigate themselves, the FBI director, the former director, Louis Freeh, saying, I want to do business with you, Vice President. I've got foreign clients for lobbying. And then he goes, well, here, give my son $100,000. And he puts it in there. And that's just part of it. I mean, this is complete bribery publicly. And so they're corrupt. They know they control the FBI. And they control most of the judges. And so the sky's the limit. I mean, we have a complete criminal mafia running our country that double as Chi-Com agents.
You know, when I read that exchange, I mean, look, I lived in Washington for 30 years. I've seen a lot of brazen stuff in my lifetime. But the former FBI director is caught red-handed bribing a public official, bribing the number two public official in the United States. Stunning. By the way, no charges will be brought against Louis Freeh because we have a two-tiered system of justice in this country. If you're a Republican, if you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, you support Donald Trump. Well, you know, they'll send you to prison for jaywalking. But Rod Rosenstein lied to Congress when he said, no, I didn't approve the investigation and indictment of Roger Stone. And I produced the document that he signed October 17th, 2018, in which he did. That's a material lie. When is he being prosecuted? I'll tell you when. Never. That's when.
All right, Roger, give us an update in the next few days. Please come on with us Sunday or Monday. We're all praying for your amazing wife. Roger, I can't wait till you launch your own podcast that will also be syndicated and posted when you do it every day at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. Thank you so much, and please give your wife my best.
And, folks, please give us a hand. Go to stonefamilyfund.com. I'm a great believer in the holistic approach, an all natural approach to cancer that does have a cost, but we're going to pursue that route. So I need your help, folks. God bless you. God bless you, Alex, for handling this with the dignity that you have. And God bless America. There's my wife being pulled outside of the of our home by the FBI for the CNN cameras.
That came with boats, helicopters, and 40 agents.
Yeah, unbelievable. She, too, is a warrior. God bless you, Alex.
All right, thank you, Roger. All right, we're going to start the next hour. And I've just got to reset and cover it all. It's not that I'm choking. I've got too much bombshell news here. I mean, I'm going to try to get to it all. It's totally insane. And wait to hear about the prions that are in the vaccines news. That's coming up. And please don't forget, you know, Roger didn't use to panhandle. They basically bankrupted him. So please support him. Please keep us on air. Storewide free shipping for Memorial Day. Double Patriot points. DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. And we've got Pollen Block back in stock, 40% off. And so much more. InfoWars store.
Your investment in InfoWars, your investment of time, energy, word of mouth, money, has really paid off. You'll notice that on every major issue out there that is challenging tyranny worldwide, it is InfoWars always that is at the very heart of the fight. And most of the time, we're the first organization to hit the barbed wire and tell the truth and take the attacks so it makes it safe for others to then investigate and discover the fact that we're right. We really know how the world works. I actually study what the globalists write and say and do, going back not just hundreds of years, but thousands of years. There were two different camps that got adopted worldwide as the two systems of thought. Aristotle and, of course, Plato. And it's those two different camps of governmental systems and worldview that dominate the planet today. That's why InfoWars is so on target. But it doesn't matter. If we build it, as they say in Field of Dreams, and nobody comes, then it's a failure. We helped build it. You helped build it. And now the world is coming. So you helped build the Field of Dreams. You helped construct this system of resistance. And now, only now, as the globalists launch their operations, are you beginning to see how important your work and your support has been. That's why I spend so much time thanking you and reminding you how important you are, because you're probably like I used to be. You think of yourself as not really having that much power, but still it's the right thing to do to speak up and say no to tyranny. But I can tell you, being right at the center of the resistance, you don't understand or even imagine how much power you've got. You're not just part of the fight. You're the heart and the key to the whole thing. And now, the investment you made in freedom has exploded worldwide. So yes, people now understand that the globalist New World Order is a real thing and is attacking humanity, and that we have to organize and resist it. But now the enemy's striking back in so many ways, with censorship and lawsuits and attacks and dirty tricks. And that's why now more than ever, I need your prayers and I need your word of mouth about the articles and videos and reports, because the public's really ready to wake up now. And I need your financial support, and we make it easy. InfoWarsStore.com. We're running a week-long sale for Memorial Day to honor our veterans, those that fell and those that served and were wounded, all our veterans. And we have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and huge specials for the next week. Some of our best-selling items have been sold out for months, like DNA Force Plus. If you don't know what's in DNA Force Plus, or you haven't read the reviews, go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out. It's 40% off with the free shipping. And old Patriot Points is a great deal, and it funds the InfoWars. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.